Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the week of Pentecost Tuesday. Our scripture reading comes from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13, verses 44 through 45. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then, in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who, on finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Our scripture lesson comes from John's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. You will know who the Holy Spirit is if you know why he was given and what his office is. He it is who applies the treasure of Christ and all that he has to us, Christ who was given to us and proclaimed to us through the gospel. It is the office of the Holy Spirit to fix this treasure in our hearts as our very own possession. When he has done this and you experience this treasure in your heart, it follows that you will have to ask yourself if the real issue here is that your works count for nothing and that the Holy Spirit must work all this in you, why should you continue to flog yourself with works of the law? All human works in the law are no longer of any significance here, not even the law of Moses. For a man who has the treasure of Christ in his heart is above the law. The Holy Spirit teaches him better than all books, so that he understands the Scripture better than we can explain it to him, and of himself does all that God wants of him. The law can make no demands on him. The only real use of books is that one can use them to demonstrate in what manner the Holy Spirit teaches men. Our faith must never become a mere private matter which we keep to ourselves. It must burst forth. To establish and prove our faith, we must have Scripture. Take care, then, that you do not regard the Holy Spirit as a lawgiver, but as the one who abrogates the law and sets men free, so that not a letter of it remains in force against you as far as your salvation is concerned. Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, Comforter and Counselor, with all your gifts of grace in Christ, and dwell in our hearts in such a way that we always have a confident assurance and remain free men in and through Christ our Savior. Amen.
Find the print version of the Luther for the Busy Man daily devotional at ambassadorpublications.org. Luther for the Busy Man is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Visit flbc.edu to learn how you can start here, go anywhere, grounded in God's Word.